A superior court judge is weighing how to define who is allowed to run the Alaska Democratic Party primary. The party wants to allow independent candidates to run in the primary without registering as Democrats.
What makes this a Democratic primary anymore when any independent can vote in it and any independent can run in it? How is that still a Democratic primary?
That's Judge Philip Hallenberg posing a question to the Democrats' lawyer, John Choate. The Democrats already allow any registered voters to cast ballots in the primary. Now they want to allow nonpartisan and undeclared candidates to run in the primary. State election officials rejected a proposal by the party to change its rules, citing state law. Choate says the law violates the free speech guarantee in the Alaska Constitution.
Questions of ideology as to what constitutes a political party, I think those are best left, especially at the primary level, for the party to decide.
Assistant Attorney General Margaret Payton Walsh says the proposed change could allow people who don't share Democrats' beliefs to win the primary.
In any particular primary, you could have more non-Democratic voters voting than Democratic voters. And if they choose a candidate who is also unassociated with the party, you have a primary that is really not a Democratic primary at all.
If the Democratic Party wins the case, it could provide political benefits. Undeclared, non-affiliated, and Republican voters all outnumber registered Democrats. Proposed Democratic Party rules say that winning independent primary candidates would appear on the general election ballot without the party's name. But state officials design the ballot. If the party wins in court, the state could still require that ballots say that an independent candidate won the Democratic primary. Pallenberg says he'll try to reach a decision as quickly as he can, possibly as soon as next week.